It's Saturday, May 14th, 2022, and this is No Turning Back with Shannon Young here on the Podzilla 1985 Network. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Shannon Young. I will be your host tonight. And in full disclosure, this episode is not the episode that I intended to record. Originally, I wanted to talk about the huge fight that is about to happen in America over that incredible Supreme Court opinion that was leaked recently. I also wanted to talk about an interesting story that I thought there is a school where so many kids have come up with the same ailment, the same deadly illness, and it's baffling officials. But before I could record any of that, before I could talk to you guys about that, I got online after a day of work at my 9-to-5, and I found out about this.
Good afternoon. We're coming on the air with breaking news out of Buffalo, New York, where at least seven people have been shot and killed in a mass shooting at a Tops grocery store.
Of course, that was earlier in the day, and unfortunately, that death toll has risen to 10. And as of this recording, that could go up again. I don't know. We don't know. So what happened was an 18-year-old boy, white boy, I won't call him a man. I also won't say his name. I'm sure that name's going to be plastered everywhere pretty soon. Drove 200 miles to a predominantly black supermarket area and opened fire, killing at least 10 people as of this recording, and live streamed it on Twitch apparently. Pulled it up to the supermarket, said, "Just gotta go for it." That was his quote. "Just gotta go for it." Jumped out of the car and shot all of these people and killed them. I talked to my cousin earlier and we were discussing it. And, you know, I said, I can't wait for the Onion article tomorrow that says, "No way to stop this," says only country where this happens frequently. This isn't going to be an anti-gun story. I know you're probably thinking that. This isn't going to be an anti-gun story. I'm glad we live in a country where we have the right to bear arms. It is a fundamental right. I'm glad we live in a country where any 18-year-old white supremacist can get his hand on an assault rifle and drive 200 miles with it to execute 10 people live on Twitch. That is a fundamental right, and God forbid that I get on here and you tell you that it's wrong. This episode is going to be a lot of off-the-cuff emotional responses. I'm not going to lie to you. I just found out that this happened. I've been at work all day. I was at a patient drive. I work in the quote unquote medical field, and I didn't check the news, so I didn't know any of this was happening. This suspect, and I think it's funny that we call him a suspect when it's obvious he did it, has already been arrested and arraigned. And he was arrested without incident. He did get arrested without any harm done to him. Thank God, because God forbid he were to die in the arrest, like so many others who are not white have been. I was talking again with my cousin about this. We brought up the story of Philando Castile, who was gunned down in his car for showing a police officer the gun that he legally had, and he was shot and killed for that. But thankfully, this 18-year-old white man, well, I said I wasn't going to call him that, whatever, fuck him, he was taken in without incident, so he'll see his day in court, and he will live long enough to exist so that others like him can really hold him up as a paragon of virtue and a hero. This brings back to mind, in not the same case, obviously, but it makes me think of Kyle Rittenhouse, the teenager or early 20s, I don't remember, I don't fucking care how old he was, who went to a protest for Black Lives Matter to protect the neighborhood, a neighborhood that did not belong to him, and he went there armed to the teeth and ended up shooting and killing protesters and was found not guilty of that by, you know, it was in self-defense. It was in self-defense that he drove all this way to a place where he did not belong, armed to the teeth, and he shot people who were peacefully protesting who had advanced on him because, again, he didn't belong there and he had a fucking assault rifle. He got away with that. And not only did he get away with it, but they're making video games about him. He's got a long, illustrious career ahead of him over at Fox News, I'm sure. They'll put him somewhere between Tucker Carlson and whatever blonde woman they've taken off the conveyor belt from the cloning machine to appeal to their you know, viewer base of old men who want something young and pretty to stare at. It's sickening. And I think to myself, there's no way this person is going to get away with that. I mean, they can't be. My cousin said he'll probably get away on a self-defense charge. And I thought, that's impossible. This guy drove 200 miles to shoot these guys in what was clearly a racially motivated shooting. His manifesto apparently was posted. It hasn't been confirmed yet, so no one's saying much about it. But from what the rumor mill is spinning and saying is that he labeled himself a white supremacist and took, you know, all the things you've been seeing predominantly on places like Fox News and Newsmax and places like that. People like Tucker Carlson, he took that shit to heart and decided he had to do something. He had to get his balls up, whatever he had of them, and drive 200 miles to gun down at least 10 innocent people in a fucking supermarket. Now, most sane people would tell you that with shit like what Tucker Carlson says, the flames of hate and discord that he fans, that nobody takes it that seriously. Nobody believes that, you know, just because you disagree with someone, just because you disagree with Black Lives Matter and you think they're criminals and thugs, no one's going to do something like this. I mean, that's insane. You know, you can peacefully disagree with someone. You, if you're out there and you believe that Black Lives Matter is a criminal organization full of gangsters and thugs and criminals because they are black, you can believe that peacefully and it doesn't affect anything. We can disagree. We can agree to disagree. I find black people to be the same as white people and hold them to the same standards and everyone's equal. You may see black people as criminals and, but that's okay. That's your belief. You know, that's you have a right to believe what you want, apparently. But what do you think that shit does to people? When you hear that over and over again, when you hear the vile shit that people say out loud, people like Donald Trump, people like Ted Cruz, like Tucker Carlson, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Josh Hawley, the fucking laundry list of conservatives that have rose to dominance in the Donald Trump era and the post-Donald Trump presidency. What do you think hearing that shit does to somebody over time? It warps them. It creates monsters like this person who drove 200 miles out of his way with his gun to shoot innocent people at a predominantly black supermarket. And you tell me that that's not the same thing. You can't blame them for what he did. But somebody has to be held accountable for that. Believe it or not, some people, I know you might not believe this, but listen to me. Some people are not good at forming their own opinions. Some people are not great at walking their own path and leading their own lifestyle. Some people listen to what others say and they take it to heart and they believe it, especially if those people are elected officials. My listeners, more than likely, you hear a politician talk, whether they are left or right, Democrat, liberal, conservative, extremist, whatever. You hear a politician talk and you know what they're really saying, which is lies and bullshit. Regardless of what side they're on, you know that. But there are some people who really do believe in the candidates that they vote for, or the people that they follow. And in the wake of Donald Trump and the absolute racist, sexist circus that he brought to America, and he put all of these clowns on stage and said, "You are special. We love you. I am listening. I support you." Well, then, of course, they're empowered now. They're empowered, and they go out and, you know, best case scenario, they're just annoying as fuck, and they go online and they're keyboard warriors who want to post shit anonymously and dox people and hack people or expose people like the libs of New York. They're just annoying little voices in the void. Worst case scenario, they turn into killers. There are people who hear what you are saying and decide they have to do something about it. Like this thing did today. They say sometimes you just got to go for it. And they take their assault rifle and then they gun people down live on Twitch. Which, from what I understand, Twitch has removed it by now. And which they should, obviously. But I hope someone did save it, because whether you understand or not, this is a historically significant moment that needs to be preserved. The deaths of these innocent people shouldn't just be swept under the rug. It should be kept. As sick as it sounds, it should be kept. Their last moments should be preserved. And I don't know what you do with it. You certainly don't show it publicly, or maybe you should. I don't know. There's part of me that believes that if you show it publicly, if you put names on a screen and say these people died in a horrific, you know, moment, people will see that and they'll shrug their shoulders and they'll move on. And part of me believes that if you show them what happened, if you, instead of putting names on a screen and saying this is what happened, you actually show these people getting gunned down, that people will take that shit more seriously. They'll see that and they'll soak it in, and it will become something that sticks with them. And then maybe they will create change. Maybe they will stop the next Kyle Rittenhouse or the next whatever the fuck this guy's name is, I'm not going to say it, from doing the things that they do. Maybe they'd be so shocked and in awe and in pain that they would stop it. But I truly know that they won't, and it doesn't matter. So I don't know. Burn the fucking tape. Remove it. Post it on Instagram. I don't know. I don't know at this point. I was talking to my group, you know, that legendary group chat, the Podzilla 1985 group chat, and we were talking about Facebook and posting on Facebook. And I don't post a lot on Facebook. Mostly I just use it to promote the show. But when I do post on Facebook, I notice this weird thing where if I post a picture of myself at a wedding, you get all this attention and everybody loves it. If I post lyrics from a Taking Back Sunday song, people like it and they quote it. But if I post an article about a Little League team next to a parking lot, during a game next to a parking lot where two groups of teens have pulled guns on each other and they're shooting at each other, there's this gang shootout next to a Little League team as they're playing, and you can see the kids running and hiding and scared and they're terrified. If I post that, nobody responds. No one, they're the one of two things. Either Facebook is suppressing bad news because they don't want it to get to you, or you are so desensitized from what is happening in the world today that you don't care anymore. You see these kids getting shot at and it just doesn't register. That's a big deal. There are more important things for you to deal with. There are more important things to you than a bunch of kids almost getting shot. You know, that's not very pro-life of you. First off, if you're one of our listeners on the right, that's not very pro-life of you. Or maybe I've just burned all my bridges because I post so much political stuff. I post, opinions because I'm a very opinionated person. That's why you're listening to the podcast. And maybe I've just burned so many bridges that nobody listens to me because they're tired of seeing my bullshit. You know, when you're scrolling through reels of kittens and hot girls trying on clothes or fake ass fucking prank videos, and you come across something I post about, you know, abortion rights or another shooting or something like that, or Donald Trump's lies, January 6th committee stuff, you see it and you just go, I don't want to hear that. That interferes in my day and that makes me feel sad and I don't want to see it. So you just ignore it. Maybe you even unfollow me. I don't know. It's frustrating because I to get away from the actual topic at hand with this shooting and just kind of go into a rant really quick. It's so important to me that we know that these things happen and we talk about these things. When I told the guys we're in group chat earlier, like about an hour ago, and you know, most of us have bought the new Evil Dead game and we're getting ready to play it. And then I see this story. So we start talking about it and I told them, you know, guys, I'm going to go record. I want to go talk about this. And then, you know, they say, why? Why do you want to talk about this? In fact, one person actually said, what is this going to do for you? What good does this do for you? And that's a valid question. It's a valid question, and one that I've asked myself more than once. The part of the reason you don't get more No Turning Backs is because this show is very serious and very depressing to talk about sometimes. And I think to myself, what do I get from this? What do I get from talking about these horrible, depressing, angering things when I could be playing Evil Dead, or I could be watching Nuke's Top 5? I could be doing something fun. I could be on a dating site failing miserably. I could be... you know, there's lots of things that I could do that are more pleasant than coming on here and talking about a shooting that left 10 people dead and was racially motivated in an America that is divided right now between people who are trying to push progression and, you know, human and civil rights, and the conservative movement who, you know, bar a couple of people who I know and who are in power and are thinking correctly are a bunch of fucking animals and idiots. What do I get out of this? You know? And then I think about, in one of the stories that I did want to talk about tonight, I think about reporters and how important it is that we do this, that it gets frustrating. It gets downright depressing sometimes to talk about these things, but someone has to talk about them. This is why I got into journalism to begin with. When I first got into college, I originally went to college to be a teacher, which is crazy because a lot of my friends are now teachers. I wanted to be an English teacher. I took very few classes in that field and decided I didn't want to do that. I took journalism on a whim because I had always enjoyed writing and I liked the news. So I decided to do that. And I studied under John Musgrave, who is a conservative, and we disagreed on a lot of things, but he was a great journalist. He is a great journalist and I respect him very much. And he inspired me to pursue journalism as maybe not a career, because it's not my career, but it's my passion. It's why I had Blogzilla 1985. It's why I have Podzilla 1985, because what I like to do more than anything is journalism. And I have to remind myself of that and how important it is that journalists do what they love. You have to have somebody reporting on these things. When Donald Trump said that journalists and the media were the enemy of the people, he couldn't have been more wrong. And that's dangerous. And that's one of the reasons I fucking hate Donald Trump with a passion. It's not just because I think he's an awful president. I do think he's an awful president. I think he's the worst president that I have ever seen personally. But it's the fact that he said things like the media are the enemy of the people, which puts lives in danger. Because again, you have these crazy fucking people like this guy who shot 10 people in a predominantly black supermarket area who hear shit like that and then take it seriously. They think that the media and people like me are the enemy of the people, and maybe they'll argue and maybe they'll yell and laugh at us, or maybe they'll have a fucking assault rifle and they'll take a shot. I think about reporters like an American Palestinian woman named Shireen Abu Akleh, who was gunned down this week. She was a Al Jazeera correspondent. She was a very respected figure in journalism. And despite having a press jacket, which is it's blue, it's very obvious. It's very obvious, and it designates you as a member of the press. And it's one of those wartime rules. You don't shoot the drummer boy. You don't shoot press. They don't have guns. They're just there covering stories. Well, she was shot dead. And Israeli officials can't say whether or not she was shot by Palestinian forces or Israeli forces, even though pretty much everyone knows it was definitely Israeli forces. And you may have seen the video of, at her funeral, the men carrying her coffin being assaulted by Israeli officers because they were Palestinian and they were pro-Palestinian. I think about people like her who went out to the front lines in danger. It put her life in danger and died doing what she believed in because she wanted to tell the story. I have so much respect for journalists who put themselves in danger every day. I sit behind a desk in front of a microphone and I rattle off my opinions to however many people will listen. But there are reporters who go out there on the front lines of war and put their lives in danger every day, and I have the utmost respect for them. So when I hear people like Donald Trump get his fat fucking ass on his soapbox and say that the media are the enemy of the people, it makes me absolutely sick, because bullshit like that breeds monsters like this person who went 200 miles to a predominantly black supermarket and shot and killed 10 people at least. And so for the people that say this person is crazy, of course we don't want that. Nobody wants that. You say that, but you kind of do. Because the crazy, stupid bullshit that you push out there may be stupid to you. It may just be rhetoric. You're just joshing us. You're just rattling our chains. But to some people, they take that shit to heart, and this is what you get. You reap what you sow, and this is what you have sown. So what's going to happen to this person? Well, I imagine he's probably going to go to jail for the rest of his life. I don't think there is any way he's, even though I have the fear, this guy could get off. He could get off. Maybe he'll claim self-defense. Maybe there's some bullshit white guy excuse he can use. A get out of jail free card for white men. But I don't think so. In a case like this, he's probably going to go to jail for the rest of his life. Maybe he'll even be executed. I don't know. I would say probably not, but it's a possibility. A crime this monstrous with such a disregard for human life could very well get the guy killed. But he'll also be a martyr to some people, even though you're going to see Fox News. Places like Fox News are going to come out and they're going to say this was evil. This was terrible. This should have never happened. We're praying for the people out there. We're praying for, you know, the victims here. Prayer, thoughts and prayers, thoughts and prayers, thoughts and prayers. Every fucking time, thoughts and prayers. Those same people who are saying that will still continue to push Tucker Carlson and Judge Jeanine and Laura Ingraham and all of these fucking clowns that they put on their front stage to say the dumbest, most vile shit, and they'll get away with it because they get ratings because of people like this fuck who drove 200 miles to a predominantly black supermarket and killed 10 people. And because they have ratings, that's all that matters. That's all that matters. And, you know, just on a side tangent here, and I said there was going to be a lot of tangents tonight, and I wasn't lying. On a side tangent, the thoughts and prayers. I had an argument, not an argument, but a discussion with my ex-girlfriend. We talked about thoughts and prayers, and she told me that, you know, thoughts and prayers, obviously people don't think that God is going to fix this, but thoughts and prayers are for the people. It's to comfort them. It's to comfort the people who are in pain. And I get that. Like, I get it. You want to comfort people that are in pain. But I'm tired of thoughts and prayers. I'm tired of thoughts and prayers and prayers without action and faith without action. I'm tired of it because it doesn't accomplish anything. It doesn't accomplish anything. If it accomplished something, we wouldn't have so many fucking shootings. So many fucking mass shootings in America every year, every couple of weeks. We wouldn't have it. And it's not just when it comes to gun violence. If we want to bring it back to the whole argument about, you know, the Supreme Court and women's rights, I saw a video, and this is a whole other story. We'll do it another time. Like, I know this is important. I know it's important. And I know as a white man, it's difficult for me to talk about abortion and how important it is. I believe it's important too, but I know it's not my place to tell you how important it is. But just talking about this subject, I saw a video of protesters protesting this insane thing that will probably happen, which is striking down Roe v. Wade. And the protesters are protesting in front of, I believe, it was in New York City in front of a church. And while they're protesting, there was a group of anti-protesters. And one of them, the proudest one, who was beating his chest like fucking King Kong, said, in response to not the church, not the state, the people must decide their fate. His response was, I am the people. The people have decided, the court has decided you lose. Which, by the way, is only half true. Well, it's not true at all yet because it hasn't happened. But even if the court has decided that this is what should happen, that's not what the people want, because 70% of the people are in favor of abortion. Now, they may not tell you that because they want it to look like it's closer, but it's 70% of the people are for a woman's right to choose. So he's completely wrong, but then he's going to be half wrong when this inevitably goes through. He also said, you have no choice, not your choice, not your body. Your body is mine, and you're having my baby. How this person wasn't dragged into the middle of the fucking street, beaten to death, I'll never understand. Those protesters have way more fucking decency and common sense and mercy in them than I would ever have. But it reminded me of an article that I saw I'm not going to tell you the site because I don't want to drive any business to them. I don't think they get very much, but they do exist and they are somewhat popular. But they wrote an article just a couple of days ago on the 10th that said, "My body, my choice is simply wrong. Our bodies belong to God. No one's body is solely theirs." No. No. It's not God's. Your body is not God's. Your body is yours. I'm not going to tell you that there is no God. I'm not going to try to talk you out of your beliefs. But I don't believe that your body belongs to God. If your body belonged to God, if God was so fucking available to take care of abortion and shootings, then he would fucking be here. Any being that is all-knowing and all-powerful that can literally do whatever he want, the fact that he hasn't stepped in at all in how many years of school shootings and abortions and murders and dead children and rape and all this shit either means that he doesn't exist, he doesn't care, or he's a shitty God. Now, I might get some hate for that, and you have to understand how frustrated I am that when people try to present solutions, people try to present these problems that need to be discussed and taken care of, and they are met by this wall of religion that simply says it's in God's hands. It's fucking ridiculous. It doesn't help anyone. It doesn't help anything. I'm not a religious guy. You probably know that. I'm sure if you've listened to this show for the past 7+ fucking years, you know that I'm not a religious person. But I'm also not an anti-religious person. I'm not an atheist. I'm very much in the realm of I don't know. And atheists irritate me sometimes with their insistence that religious people are wrong and there is no God. Religious people irritate me all the time with their insistence that, yes, there is a God. I don't have any proof at all that there is, but trust me, there is, and he's awesome. I just want to fix the problems. If God's not going to do it, then we should. If God isn't going to stop 18-year-old pieces of shit from driving 200 miles and shooting a predominantly black supermarket with a machine gun, then maybe we should. And then it's on people like me and you and the right and the brain dead conservative movement, who is now the movement of Donald Trump, because those conservatives, the actual conservatives, are either too scared to speak up or have been overpowered by the idiots in the room. It's on them, and it's on people like Tucker Carlson and Fox News and all these other fucking false prophets who want to shovel their shit so you will pay for their merchandise and watch their program. It's up to them, and it's up to us to stop this nonsense. But I guarantee you what's going to happen is that in the next couple of days, you're going to hear a lot about this kid. You're going to hear about his upbringing. You're going to hear about this manifesto. You're going to hear how the community's stronger than ever, and they're coming together and they're mourning the dead and thoughts and prayers, and that's it. Something else happens. We move on to the next thing. Maybe it'll be Britney Spears. Britney Spears lost her miracle baby. Maybe that'll be the discussion in a couple days. Or Elon Musk is putting his purchase of Twitter on hold. Ukraine and Russia are still going at it. Maybe we'll bring that one back for a little bit and make that the center of attention. I don't know. Something will replace this. And then in a couple weeks, in a couple months, we'll have another absolute tragedy where innocent people are gunned down. And we'll do this all again. Because this is America, where the 24-hour news cycle is only matched by the continuous cycle of death and blood and bullets and gore and racism and sexism and telling a woman what to do with her body and telling black people it's not so hard, just work harder. So why do we do it? You know, not just why do I do journalism, why do we do it at all? I don't know sometimes. I don't know. All I know is that as long as shit like this happens, as long as there is terrible things out there and someone has to look at it and tell you about it, I will be there and I will do that. I will look at it. I will tell you about it. We will discuss it. We will yell about it. We will hopefully one day change it. But not today. not today. And as much as I would like to sit here and rant and rave about this all night, I'm not going to tell you anything that you don't already know, because this is very early. We're still getting our bearings and figuring out what's happening. And I'm sure in the next couple of days, we're going to find out a lot more. And next week, short of some tragedy or a miracle, I'll be back to talk to you about it again. We'll talk about what's happened. We'll talk about what we found out. We'll talk about the Supreme Court. We'll talk about all of it. Tonight, I just needed to get this out and I needed to yell and rant. So if you stuck with me for 30 minutes, thank you. I appreciate it. I love you guys. I hope you know that. I mean it. That's not, unlike those guys over at Fox News, that's not bullshit. I'm not trying to sell you anything. I don't have any merchandise. I just want to have a discussion and I want people to know what's happening. And thank you for tuning in and listening to me rant. So until next time, until next week, what do I do? Pitch shows now? After ranting for so long? Sure, why not? I'll go into shill mode. We had a bunch of great episodes this week. Tuesday, we finished up Dawn of Defiance. That's over. It was amazing. What a run. Wednesday, we had a new Pro Wrestling Unscripted. A lot of fun. Speaking of Ukraine and Russia, we went hard on the worst fucking thing I've seen in wrestling in a long time. And Thursday, last night, we did After Dark. Or maybe it was 2 days ago. I don't even know what day it is. We did After Dark. We had a lot of fun talking about the things that we loved as kids that do not hold up today. And then you were listening to No Turning Back here on Podzilla 1985. Because every day when you get up and you look at the news and you see what crazy shit is happening now, you know, as the title says, there is no turning back. How we go forward from this and how we fix things, I don't know. But we'll figure it out together. Thank you, guys. I will see you next week. Later.